I've got a little call to action here before we move on to James. One is, I want you all to continue to get involved, and I know most of you in the room are already involved with the 5 million developers, but join a Java user group. There's over 550, and Brazil might have the most aggressive. There you go. I had to get the Brazil out there. And we have about 1,000 Java Community Process members out there today, and I think almost 300 Java JSRs to date, so pretty aggressive. Get out there and meet the spec leads, help them out, offer your services and support in whatever way you can, and just become part of the community. I would also like your help on another issue that I'm going to be spending in my new role a lot of time and energy on, and that is, somebody a long time ago said, you have no privacy, get over it. I have no idea who would make that comment, but Sun has been working pretty hard, and certainly the Java community, and certainly in my new role, I'm going to be spending an enormous amount of time on this particular issue. And the Java technology architecture has an enormous amount to offer to this problem. As we've moved forward, you've seen huge amounts of privacy issues, an enormous cost to the planet of viruses. I want to congratulate you. 3.3 billion Java devices, or whatever the number is, and name a Java virus. I mean, it's kind of staggering to think that we've got that many devices out there, and it's probably not perfect, but it is certainly so much better than anything else out there. The ability to move to thin client computing because you're hosting it as a Java web service as opposed to doing fat client computing. Using Java Card for authentication so we know who's who and what's what and who gets access to what through identity management services. There are so many ways we can drive security and safety and privacy, kind of not so new and exciting technology like being able to encrypt at write on tape drives is a big deal, a big opportunity. And we're trying to do an end-to-end security model, and we need you to build your applications with security in mind. If we build it with security in mind, as you go to the virtual world, we will have authentication, we will have identity, we will have audit trails, and we will have a civil society out on the network as opposed to anarchy. And so security and privacy is absolutely critical. This is going to be my number one focus in my new role as chairman of SunFed, so that governments can operate in a safe and secure and trusted way with their citizens, so the defense departments can fight battles and save lives. And certainly in places like healthcare and education, this matters a lot. It was fascinating to me to read in, I think it was the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times this week, all of the cheating that's going on as people take their camera phones and they load into their iPod all their notes, all the rest of it. There's all kinds of electronic cheating. It's very simple. Put a thin client in the testing room, give everybody a Java card with multi-factor authentication, and let them work on a thin client through Java Web Services where you have authentication. It's actually pretty simple. Just walk everybody through an electronics device. You can't take your computer in there. You got to use the one they offer, and you have much more control. So there's lots of ways to go fix these problems. We need you to think about, every time you read an article in the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal or any other trade rag about a problem, there's probably a Java solution just waiting to happen. And I'd like to enlist all of you to help drive that physical and virtual security. And then finally, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep working hard. Like I said, you're all cursed with the responsibility of making this happen. Keep innovating and join java.net. It's been a pretty amazing growth. We've had 287,000 downloads just in the last year with hundreds of projects and communities on java.net. I would encourage all of you to go to the website. Let's keep driving NetBeans. What a rocket of an opportunity and growth rate that is. So thank you all for all of your help in the NetBeans environment and joined the Open Java EE community, formerly Glassfish. That's another big opportunity, and we can't get too much help. And for all of you out there who have helped debug, I saw there was one non-Sun employee who actually solved like 200 bugs, I think it was in the Mustang release, personally. Just awesome work. So I want to say thank you to all of you who put all of that effort in it. It really means a lot to the planet, and I think we're on to something very, very exciting, and I think the next 11 years are going to be equally exciting. Now, I wish I could take credit for all of this Java stuff, but the guy who really deserves all the credit, come on up here, James. I'm just the warm-up band for James. Can we all wish him a happy 39th birthday? So happy birthday, James.
So Scott, I got some bad news for you. I'm a Calgarian. Yeah. Go Flames.
Yeah, well, they flamed.
Fuck you, asshole.
They flamed out too, man. The Flames aren't there either. The Oilers got us.
Yes, I don't know if you remember a year ago, you got me.
Yeah?
It was my turn.
How did I get you? I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember the video.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah.
We have a video.
He's very persistent. He doesn't give up. He says, this is the right thing to do, and he'll stick with it.
He's the kind of guy who leads not by telling people where to go, but by being out in front.
You know, Scott's style is kind of a nose for the goal kind of thing.
But the most interesting part, really, is when he's interacting with the referees.
No, and I wouldn't get on the ice with him.
I'm a Berkeley guy.
He was a Stanford Business School guy. So that means he was warped.
Yeah, he probably gives 120% to everything he does. When he's with the boys, he gives them all of their attention, whether it's like playing monster, tickling them.
He's a quick study, and he saw it again in a broader and more humanist context. He wanted to change the way people use computers.
You know, Scott's actually quite shy. When we first met, he had a buddy come get my phone number for him. Obviously, he's overcome this in business.
He would hire very bright people. He liked to have the brightest people around him.
Scott saw the need for letting the engineers do their thing.
Without Scott McNeely, there's no way Java would exist.
Scott was a CEO for more than 20 years. He took the company from 100 employees to 40,000, building a brand, changing the world, driving network computing, fighting the great fights.
Great things are possible here. Let's do something really amazing like Java.
And he trusted us.
So many people worked at Sun, learned from Scott, and he really is a pioneer and went on to do other things. And he'll always be understood for those 20 years that he did. And it's not the last event, it's the sum of everything that's so powerful.
Well, thanks, Scott. I mean, it was really amazing for you to have the faith in us to, you know, give us some space, give us a little bit of money, give us some time, give us some rope to hang ourselves.
Scott, thank you for creating the environment, giving people the power, and believing in people.
Thanks for a great ride, Scott.
So for all of us who worked on Java so hard for so many years, I'd like to say thank you, Scott, for all the incredible support that you gave to us and to Java.
So, Scott, you started the whole Dookie Award thing several years ago. So it seems only appropriate that you get the golden Dookie.
Oh, jeez. Thank you, man.
Yeah, I had to fill in for you this year because you were off actually working.
I was.
You can't get an award without a little certificate.
Oh, thank you very much, man.
The Java community recognizes Scott McNeely, who supported the craziness that made it all happen.
Thanks.
And I can assure you, there was a lot of craziness. And Scott needed a huge amount of stubbornness and faith to put up with us, especially in the early days. But, oh my God, where it's gone.
Well, thank you.
So thanks. Thanks,
great.
Hugely.
I appreciate it. Go get them, gang. Thank you.